This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Lawmakers in the U.S. House of Representatives overwhelmingly passed a $95 billion foreign aid bill on Saturday. More from VOA's Arash Arabasadi.
The vote was Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson's first major test leading his party's razor-thin majority.
I've said it very simply. I'll say it once again. It's an old military adage, but we would rather send bullets to the conflict overseas than our own boys, our troops. And I think this is an important moment, an important opportunity to make that decision. We allowed the House to do that, and I expect the Senate will make the same decision.
Johnson secured the necessary votes only by reaching across the aisle for help from House Democrats. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Iran's supreme leader has dismissed any discussion of whether Tehran's unprecedented drone and missile attack on Israel hit anything there. It's a tacit acknowledgement that few projectiles actually made it through to their targets despite launching a massive assault. The Ayatollah Ali Khamenei's comments Sunday before senior military leaders did not touch on the apparent Israeli retaliatory strike Friday on the central city of Isfahan. Air defenses opened fire, and Iran grounded commercial flights across much of the country. Palestinian health officials say Israeli strikes on Gaza's southern city of Rafah killed 22 people. The dead include 18 children. Strikes came as the United States is on track to approve billions of dollars of additional military aid to Ukraine. More than half of Gaza's population of 2.3 million has sought refuge in Rafah. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports on Pope Francis praying for peace in the world's hot spots.
Pope Francis has renewed his calls for peace in the Middle East and in Ukraine. Speaking to a gathered audience in St. Peter's Square in Vatican City, Francis said he was following the situation in the Middle East with concern and sorrow. He added, I renew my appeal not to give in to the logic of claiming war. Let us instead prevail in the ways of dialogue and diplomacy that can do so much. The pontiff added his concerns for Ukraine, which is now in its third year of war. He told the audience, let us not forget the martyred Ukraine that suffers so much from the war. I'm Karen Chamas.
Haiti's capital is under gang attacks ahead of government transitions. VOA's Joe Ramsey tells us more.
Armed gangs launched fresh attacks on parts of Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, ahead of the installation of a transitional council set to usher in a new government. Local media said on Sunday, reporting arson and heavy gunfire in the city center. The Lower Delmas area is turning into a, quote, battlefield between police and armed gangs, Radio Telegalaxy said on X, saying loud blasts were heard as far as the neighborhood city hall, as well as automatic gunfire near the National Palace. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
A riverport city in Argentina was once well known as the birthplace of soccer superstar Lionel Messi and revolutionary Ernesto Che Guevara. But in recent years, it has grown notorious as a drug trafficking hub with an escalating homicide rate five times the national average. The dangers reached new heights last month when narco gangs went on a deadly rampage and Rosario's targeting civilian in retaliation of government efforts to crack down on incarcerated kingpins. The wave of bloodshed presents an early test to security agenda of a populist president. The leader has tethered his success to saving Argentina's tanking economy and eradicating narco trafficking violence. Two top climate monitoring organizations are reporting that Europe is the fastest warming continent and its temperatures are rising at roughly twice the global average. The UN's World Meteorological Organization and the European Union's Climate Agency are also warning of the consequences for human health, glacier melt, and economic activity. They say the continent has the opportunity to develop targeted strategies to speed up the transition to renewable resources like wind, solar, and hydroelectric power in response to the effects of climate change. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.